the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Dear listeners, we were talking about this part of the supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through remembrance of you, and I seek intercession from you with yourself. Regarding the meaning of intercession, we concluded that the meaning of intercession is the help of a powerful person towards the weak person. And Almighty Allah, out of His mercy, has set the intercession position so that a powerful intercessor can help the sinful believers, and the powerful person can save the sinful believer from wrongdoing and the consequent chastisement in the day of resurrection. So the point is that intercession of the pious intercessors is not going to benefit the ones who have been disbelievers in the world, the ones who have been polytheists or hypocrites. And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ. Then will no intercession of any intercessors profit them. So, intercession, the help of a powerful believer to a weak one who still shows signs of spirituality, is the last phase on the day of judgment that is going to prevent one from being sent to hell, and it brings one out from the hell sometimes. The reasons for the effectiveness of intercession are Almighty Allah's embracing mercy and the high position of the intercessors. And sometimes it has been mentioned that the believers, even though they are sinful, they are worthy of intercession. Based on the Quranic verses and the traditions of the Prophet's household, alayhi wasalam, one who is hopeful of intercession should possess belief and good deeds to the extent necessary to be able to compensate for his faults, to be able to compensate his wrongdoings through the divine mercy in the world, and recompense his disability through intercession in the hereafter and reach paradise. Or if he was sent to hell for his burden of the sins, he can exit the hell because of the intercessions. The Quranic verses and the traditions reveal that the intercessors in this world and the next world as well are belief, righteousness, repentance, Holy Quran, prophets, imams, martyrs, and even righteous believers and theological scholars. They have all been mentioned in the Holy Quran and of course throughout our traditions as the intercessors, the ones who possess this station.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
As these intercessors save the believers who have had some wrongdoings, these intercessors save the disbelievers from ignorance and help these ignorant people become believers in the world. So that's why in Hereafter 2, they will help the wrongdoers to compensate for their faulty deeds and are thus rescued. Of course, on condition that they are believers and they have had, to some extent, good deeds in this world. Therefore, intercession has its own sphere in Islam, and it is an Islamic principle whose refrainer is out of the sphere of Islam. The Holy Quran itself says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. O believers, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger, and He will give you a twofold portion of His mercy, and He will appoint for you a light whereby you walk. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And He will forgive you. Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. In this verse of the Holy Quran, belief has been mentioned as one of the intercessors of the Day of Judgment. Dear listeners, we'll try to discuss more about intercession in the next programs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.